This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, okay, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
Answer.
This segment brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports, 8066 Engineer Road. If you got a Porsche, BMW, or a Mini, nobody makes them go faster, and they're a great dealer alternative. And this whole hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. You definitely, if you have a business, get in the 21st century. Go with a self-checkout system. You don't have to worry about employees that work with you 24/7. I was with the owner yesterday having lunch. Somebody called up, had a problem with their system. Boom. Sent a guy out within a matter of 15 minutes. 800-540-2149. 800-540-2149. Right, you want a job as a cashier?
Boom. Oh, no, I'm smiling at the shirt you got there.
Don't you love my Tundra shirt?
It's a nice shirt.
Yeah. It's a fun truck. Had a lot of fun. So, hey, who you got on the air there, dear?
Dave, there are a lot of good people and a lot of good stories behind the scenes at a racetrack.
Every time.
Yes. And I came across quite a few last Saturday at our very own Barona.
Really?
And I think I made mention of them last Sunday, the grandfather and the grandson.
Oh,
her
yes.
Going around track to track, racing each other in the Sport Compact. Yes. So guess who we have on the line?
The grandfather and the grandson.
Yes, please welcome Mike Miller and Garrett Sandrich.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Garrett. How you guys doing?
Hello. We're good.
Hi.
All right. So, okay, the most important question is, who's the heaviest, Mike or Garrett?
Well, it plays a big
difference. Heaviest weight or like heavy hitter?
No,
winning.
Heaviest weight. Who's the
what?
Chubby one?
Oh, my God. Neither of them. I met them.
We're about the same.
Yeah, they're not big fellas.
So now.
Garrett's taller than me.
That's true.
Yeah, we're about the same.
So now it all falls into experience, right?
Oh, you're okay.
Oh, yeah. He's got me beat then.
Who's that?
My grandpa.
Yeah, grandpa's got... Garrett, you're only 15, right?
That's right.
And he's already racing, but he's racing grandpa, who might be a bit older.
Well, we're not... I'd say I won't ask him that. But, Mike, how long have you been driving?
I started dirt racing when I was 44. That's what the number is for 44.
Oh, that's
and
right.
I'll be 65 on the 16th.
Isn't that See, I didn't get into doing radio till I was 50.
And I didn't get into racing till 42.
So
it's never too late.
No, I was just going to say it is never, never, never too late to get into something you love.
That's right.
So you said 44. So listeners, if you were at Barona last week, they were both racing in the Sport Compact. And I believe, Mike, you were yellow and white with the 44 and some letter. I don't know which letter it was.
44M.
44M. And listeners, if you were out there, I believe Mike started in the back, like say 14th, and made it all the way up to third for a long time. Is this true?
Yes.
He was driving the heck out of it, and you mentioned dirt, but you do asphalt as well, correct, Mike?
That was my first time on dirt in a front-wheel drive car.
Last week?
Yes.
So how much of a challenge was that for you?
It's quite a bit different than like a regular stock car, rear-wheel drive. It's way different.
How so?
The technique's just so much different. The way the car, reacts to the throttle, and it's just way different. It's opposite of what you would think driving when you drive a stock car.
But it wasn't something you could learn. You just had to get out and do it.
Well, he went to practice on Friday. That's where I initially met him.
But then you just have to adjust accordingly.
Yeah, the setup's completely different. Everything, it's just way different. And there's a big race coming up at the end of the month that I want to try, and it's a dirt race. That's why I wanted to do that.
Gotcha. Garrett, now you're in the same class. What's your number?
I'm the number 30, silver and blue.
See, I figured it'd be 15.
He has a racer radio sticker on his hood, Dave.
Oh, you didn't give one to Grandpa? You didn't give one to Grandpa?
Sorry, Mike.
Mike, she owes you one.
I was just carrying one around the racetrack.
Do you run out?
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to tell me.
Yeah. So Garrett, does that mean Garrett has an advantage because he doesn't have to race opposite of what he would expect?
I don't know if it's more of an advantage because I have less laps total. But
so when did you start?
I started June, probably. Well,
this year, okay.
Yeah, I started this year. It's my rookie year. Last weekend, or this yesterday, I guess, at Orange Show was my fifth race, my sixth race.
Yeah, fifth race.
And
fifth
was that... Race. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that was my fifth race was yesterday.
That's fantastic. And is that asphalt?
That was asphalt, yeah.
So you guys just keep bouncing back and forth. We'll do dirt, now we're going to do asphalt. We'll do dirt, now asphalt. That's awesome.
So which do you like the best, dirt or asphalt, Garrett?
I like dirt better.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike?
Oh, I prefer, it doesn't matter to me as long as I'm racing.
Man after my own heart.
So whose idea was it? Like, hey, Grandpa, let's go racing, or hey, Grandson, let's go racing?
Well, yeah, so my grandpa already raced the Sport Compacts mm-hmm. for like a year before you.
Two years
on asphalt. And they originally, Tony, which is another racer that we raced with, who was one of our friends, he had a car out here that he was going to build, but didn't end up building it. So he gave the car to me for free, and I built the car, and we started racing together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's funny. You not being in anything other than a sport mm-hmm. compact, and don't take this negatively, but you have no bad habits. Because
I hear what you're saying.
You only know one type of car, and it's a front wheel drive. What kind of car is it?
Yeah,
it's a Toyota Corolla.
Sweet. What about you, Mike?
It's a Honda Prelude.
That's pretty cool.
Quite a bit of difference. Yeah,
I would say that is quite the. That's interesting.
About 80 horsepower difference.
Is it really? Wow.
Oh yeah.
They were driving the heck out of it. It was a good show. You guys put on a good show.
You probably want to drive one, don't you?
I want to try everything.
I know.
But I'm not giving up the dwarf car. But
no,
they
no,
really
no.
put on a good show.
I want to try, Brittany, I want to try a dwarf car. So maybe we can work out a deal on a practice day.
Now, who is that? Is that Mike talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would fit in my car. There are very few people I can say that to.
Yeah, she's giving rides to everybody.
No,
but
she's
chubby.
Not. I'm very, very, I have
and
a very small
me.
List. It's just, I run a youth seat, and he, I wouldn't say, is the tallest driver out there, like myself.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I would, I could squeeze in. My seat in my car is only 15-inch wide, so.
Yeah.
I like to be snug.
You got to be snug in case you know what happens.
Our guest last week. Drives a
stock.
No, was it?
Sunny
oh
Trent?
No, we're thinking of Eiley Stafford. She's in a an altered drag car.
Oh,
so they're online. Well, I'll let you drive mine. You can drive mine. Okay, and I'm going. Hey, no one's ever offered me the seat, so I'll have to go find some chubbier guy.
You have to find someone a similar size.
Yeah,
because yes.
I would love to do a dwarf car.
I would love to see that, Dave.
But Mike, I think once you drive a dwarf car, you're going to find that the the compact is a little bit more inexpensive to operate.
A little bit.
Yes, a tad.
A little bit, but
absolutely.
They're having a good time. I would imagine. Am I assuming correctly that you two are having a ball, like priceless memories?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's great.
Do both cars have power steering?
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You say oh yeah, where you got Miss Guns over here.
Little pistols.
Who hasn't had power steering until did you ever fix your power steering? Did it work
last
Friday?
Yeah, I went to practice last Friday. That's where I first noticed Mike. My dad was like leaning on his car talking to him. Yes, it's working again.
But did you ever figure out what was wrong with
no
it?
No idea. My dad swears that I just turned it off in the middle of a race, which were I you, wouldn't do on purpose.
Were you looking at the moon?
I was focused.
You were focused. Yeah.
Back to our guests.
Yes.
Instead of making fun of me, David.
I wasn't making fun of you.
So I would like to know quickly before we have to get rid of him, how did last night go?
Yeah, how did last night go?
Do we have to say?
Well, no, you can make it up.
There's a story like usual.
What's that?
There's a story like usual.
Oh, okay.
Well, I tell you what, I'll tell you what. If you're interested, you can either call back at 3:45 and tell the story, or you can wait maybe till next week and tell the story. What do you want to do?
It doesn't matter to us how much time you got right now.
Well, we've got to do Barona at 3:15, then we got to do Paris Auto Speedway. As you can tell, we like to support all our local tracks. So, and we do have enough phone lines. If you want to stay on and listen, you can, but it would be easier if you just, you know, go ahead and jump off. You could either go on a computer, you can download the free KCBQ app, and then call back at 3:45, and then we'll hear the story about last night. What do you think?
Or you want us to just call back at 3:45?
Sure, do that.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay, I can't wait to hear the results.
Talk about a tease.
I know, folks. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. Ever learn, turn it over,
and I let it
folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, we got the B-ball on the board op today. He's Mr.
I love Brendan.
Sport enthusiast. We had a
can't wait till next week.
We had a great show at 1 o'clock. We were talking sports like crazy.
It was a good show. I liked it. I'm going to listen to the podcast when it comes on again, too.
My song.
Oh, sorry. I talked over that. I apologize.
I know
it's okay.
You did,
Dave, it's for the listeners. Dave was lip syncing or mouthing the song.
Yeah, I love that song.
He was singing.
Barona Circle Track brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. I was over at their used car lot in Santee. Ooh-wee, plenty of cars to choose from. Go to ElCajonMotors.com, pick out whatever it is you like. Thank them for supporting Barona Speedway and Racer Radio. Did the boy call in? All right, so he didn't call in.
That's okay.
So you can take your headphones off and not mess your hair up.
Oh, already been styled by the wind downstairs.
Is it windy out?
It always is right in front of the studio.
But for some reason, it is odd. So you were at practice last week, but you didn't race. So you have a lot of information as to how it went.
Well, yeah, there was so much going on at the races. As I mentioned when I introduced our guests, who will be calling back at 3:45.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm better focused like that. There we go.
Okay.
A lot went on. First thing, I actually took notes because there are so many good stories. That's what I was mentioning. Like the grandfather and the grandson traveling around.
Right.
That's so cool. That's a great backstory, which, again, if the spectators can hear about this, and that's what's good. You know, Dirt Dude talks a lot about the backstories. They're just more invested, the spectator. So I have Melanie. She's a junior driver. She's going to come in early December. She's done racing, just about done racing, because the season at Barona is about to end. She's maybe 9. She's young. But she's busy, heavy into softball. So the soonest we can get her is early December. So she's won several races now. Three to five, right?
Wow.
So she jumps out of her car. I went to the infield, and since I'm getting to know these junior drivers, love them. I watched her jump out and I wanted to go congratulate her. And I think I walked up to the dad and I said, "Is that her third win?" He's like, "No, it's her fifth win this year. Congratulations." And then quickly this another junior driver by the name of Shelton. He's 08. It's a white mini Dwarf, 08.
I know it.
An absolute class act. So the two, Melanie and Shelton, were going back and forth during the main, their main, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I think she even got passed for a while. She comes back. She wins. Within a minute of the race finishing, Shelton gets out of his car, walks right over to Melanie to congratulate her.
Wow.
Like a handshake and everything. Like absolute class.
Wow. Because it was a clean race, right?
Yes. And so I'm like, did I just see that? Like, I think some of the adult drivers need to get a lesson here, right? So then I'm not done with his kid. Then I go and chase the kid down. And yeah. I'm like, dude, you are, I told him, you are a class act. I just watched you walk right over after battling out with Melanie, and you made it a priority to go over there and congratulate her. And he goes, well, it was a really good race. I tried really hard and she beat me. Of course. I'm like, dude, I love you. And it warm fuzzies in my heart.
Let's get him on radio.
Right? So then a little bit later, they were giving out the awards over in the adult like tech area. They go and give the awards out. And then I track down the dad. I'm like, oh my gosh, your driver is such a class act. And he goes, of course. That's one of the priorities of racing is, you know, to teach the sportsmanship. I'm like, dude, you're doing a great job.
You're going to get him on radio?
Yeah, I would like to very much.
Did you
so.
Get their info?
I got a little bit of their info. That's okay. How I got his name, Shelton.
And you're going to surprise me with this kid.
Yeah. Well, so I will pace the junior drivers out for you.
Right. Thank you. Yeah.
I have
you
Melanie
do
now.
Seem to favor yeah. the junior drivers.
And class act. Like, yeah.
You know what you have done to me? So I'm on KUSI this morning.
With the Mustang?
Not this morning. It was yesterday. Oh, okay. And the Mustang Club was there.
Okay.
And this little girl's there. I was here when I was four years old. And I remember you very well. I says, oh, yeah, how old are you? She says, I'm 9.
Ooh, so much older.
I says, would you like to go racing? She goes, absolutely.
Nice.
So, I mean, and she was so professional. She was just, you know, that's one thing now you've got me looking at these little 8, 9-year-olds. And saying, hey, have I got something for you?
Yeah. Can I tell you about another kid?
Sure.
This is another story. This was all just Saturday. So, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jacob, right? Novak, Nick's son.
Yep.
Novak. I met Jacob's cousin, Nick's nephew.
Okay.
In the pit area last week. And I was talking to Grandpa, Nick's father. And I was introduced to Nixon. He is 5 years old. And he wants to start racing. So guess what he's doing? Is he waiting for his mom to buy him a race car? No. He's straight up earning money. So his grandpa told me just last week he already earned $80. He's selling crafts and selling chickens.
Chickens?
Yep. Yeah. Like little chicks.
No,
he's selling chickens.
Kidding.
Yeah. And just last week he had earned $80 already because his mom said, we'll match you. So the kid wants to race so bad, he is out
selling.
Making money for his race car. And then he was telling me more. So you might know this. Did Nick and his grandpa his father used to race a Nova in the drag, right? So I guess Nixon, 5-year-old Nixon, is like, so grandpa, when are we going to get this Nova going again? So cute. So it's just so lovely to know what's going on. And
oh, the backstories are always phenomenal.
Yeah. So I get that liberty on when I'm not racing.
Sure.
Because I couldn't make it happen. But I was able to get around 5. My mom and I went out. And then I have that liberty of getting to know the other drivers.
Right.
Yeah, so that was one. And then getting to know the grandpa and the grandson who are calling back at 3:45. And then I think we made mention of it last week, that Sport Compact again. Mm-hmm. The guy who won, I'm so sorry I'm forgetting. You're a big-time guy, too. He wins in, like, all these divisions. Oh, gosh. It's like Chris Nivies. I don't know. Everyone knows except me because I'm newer to this sport. But the guy who won is big time in all these other divisions. And the people around me were like, it's pretty funny to see him now in the Sport Compact. And he was driving a Ford Focus. Well, I thought that was really funny because I kept asking everyone.
Dirt Dude is telling us he's not calling in.
Don't forget. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that was where I was going to start. And
we're heading that way, son. We're heading that way.
Thank you. Yes. There's a final race next week. Also, I talked to David Hunt, who flipped. He flipped in his sport compact.
Yeah.
And the next morning, he said he was doing just fine.
A little sore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I won't read what he wrote me, but maybe a little sore.
No,
I'll keep that between us. Yes.
It's a family show.
And so, yes, we still have a couple minutes for sure. So next weekend, October 16th, Saturday, October 16th, is the final race at Barona for the season. Not to forget that Cocoa Paw is like just beginning, so they're still racing.
Yeah.
So October 16th, we have the winged sprint cars, as opposed to the non-wing that we saw last weekend. IMCA Sport Mods, 500 to win, it says on this poster here. Mm-hmm. Who knows? It may have gone up. Street stocks, pure stocks. And that's it for the adults. Then they have the junior sprints and the mini dwarfs. Mm. And under that, it says trunk or treat. I know they do that at Paris, too.
Yeah.
So that sounds like candy to me.
It does sound like candy.
Yes, lots of candy.
And unfortunately, you're going to be at the gun prom.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make the races. I do hope there is an open practice on Friday.
Oh, so you can go out.
The 15th. And I'm hoping, even if the dwarf cars aren't racing, because we're not on the...
Oh, you can't. You should be able to go out and practice.
I need to do that for my mental health.
Yes.
I need to get out and go in circles in dirt in my dwarf car.
As fast as you can go.
Yeah. So there's an open practice on the 15th, which people are allowed to go. Like spectators, if you wanted to go, you're allowed to go.
They don't even charge, do they?
I'm not sure. I think maybe $10 and you sign a waiver for insurance.
Yeah, well, you always got to sign a waiver.
But it's cool because it's a little more intimate and personal. You can roam the pits, I believe.
Mm.
And then on the 16th, gates open at 12. Racing starts at, this says 6 as opposed to 5. I'm reading racing starts at 6 p.m.
So do you know when they're going to get, now are they going to do the trophies and everything on the 16th?
That's a good question, Dirt Dude.
Because the Automotive Museum would love to have them at their facility.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Debbie Chapman used to do that. It used to be a big deal.
But wouldn't that be cool down at the Automotive Museum?
Yes.
So I talked to Lenny. He was there this morning. So I'm going to reach out to
the Salazars and to Brad. And
see what they want to do. See if they want to. I mean, because I mean, normally they hold it at a restaurant or
just after all the races, they did a
barbecue. Yeah, but I think it'd be fun to do it at the Auto Museum.
Ah, that sounds really
don't
cool.
Don't you think so?
I do.
Because they close at like 5 or 4 or 5, so it wouldn't be a no-brainer.
It's pretty cool. It's a good idea, Dave.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Scott Delosio might be on the line. He is, and he's got a race coming up, I think, next week that is definitely going to be well worth putting on your calendar. Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to parisautospeedway.com for the schedule. It's getting close to the end. Or you can call them direct at 951-940-0134. Hey, Mr. Delosio, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing down there?
We're just having a blast.
That's good.
A fan is going to win $1,000. Did I just give away the punchline?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Nice.
I just read it. Wow.
So what's the deal with that there, Scott?
Holy cow.
You know, I'm not sure how Don's going to do it. He just told me a couple weeks ago that it's fan appreciation night.
Yeah.
And one fan is going to win $1,000.
Son of a gun.
That even beats the hot dog and a glass of sangria. You can get there, too.
I know. That's no, Scott, you can't do it. You're the announcer.
Yeah, well, I might be a fan next week, too.
Yeah, right?
So what do you got on the calendar?
You know, this is the 25th anniversary season with everything going on this year, you know, the COVID stuff and all that. Probably haven't given it as much attention as it should, but Don wanted to add a fan appreciation night, so we're doing that. And we have a gentleman who is anonymous who all year long has donated extra money to jack up the purses in all the classes at Paris Auto Speedway. I mean, it's been guaranteed for our super stocks and our modifieds, IMCA modifieds, that they were guaranteed $1,500 to win no matter how many showed up all year. Wow. Street stocks, it was 1,000. Factory stocks, it was 500. Well, for this race, the same anonymous donor has opened up his wallet again, and he is guaranteeing $2,500 to win the super stock, the modifieds, the street stocks. They're getting $2,500 each to win, $1,000 each for second place, and the factory stocks are going to get a guaranteed $1,000 to win and $500 for second place. So it's a very good payday for all those classes, you know, for short track racing. It's an extremely good payday.
Do we know if this anonymous donor is able to get to the racetrack and enjoy the races himself?
Oh, he's there every time.
Awesome.
He's there every time.
That's the best anonymous.
In fact, he just had a birthday this week.
Happy birthday, Mr.
Yes,
Anonymous.
Yes, happy birthday. That's super cool.
Yeah, but you know, those are the kind of fans that you just love, that are willing to, you know, are willing to give back to the racing community.
Well, you know, it's a former racer, and
that's what I wanted to know.
He raced with us for quite a while, and you know, before we were around, I'm sure he was, he's buddies with a lot of the guys used to race at Ascot. Mm. So I think even going back to the days of Ascot, he was pretty much a racer back then too. So he's still involved.
Yep.
And you know, he's still giving to the racers and contributing to the racing. I mean, this has been a spectacular thing to everybody this year to get that extra purse money.
Yeah.
That's super huge. So what's on the calendar? The race calendar.
It's a normal stock car night with street stocks, super stocks, factory stocks, and modifieds. Normally, they all run 25-lap main events. This Saturday night, they're all going to run 30-lap main events. You know, and like I say, it should be for the extra money. We've talked to, you know, some of the Bakersfield guys have indicated they're coming down because they're not racing this week. They have their big Bud Nationals was yesterday and Friday, so we should see some guys coming out of Central California, maybe Northern California area as well.
Good competition.
Yeah. Well, like I said, go ahead.
Also, some of the superstock guys from over in Arizona, they don't get to run there that much anymore. Mm-hmm. So those guys from Arizona and Southern Nevada area, good chance we'll see a bunch of those guys here too.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder why they're not running as much in Arizona.
Well, it's just, you know, it's the super stock class, put it mildly, has been dying for several years. You know, I mean, Barona had them and they canceled them. We had them. The car count was down. Our car count started to pick up the last couple years with it, not by a lot, but this year with the extra money up every week, we've been getting, you know, 14, 17 cars, which is a decent field compared to what we were getting just, you know, 5 years ago. We were getting six or seven cars for that class.
Pull the tarp off the old racer. Let's go.
Let's go racing.
You know, and I know when I worked up in, Arizona earlier, the start of this year, doing some races, you know, the same thing there with the super stocks. Their car count was way, way down. So it's just, I don't know. They're really nice cars. You know, they're fast cars. They're a step below late models, but they don't cost as much as late models. And I don't know. They used to be a really popular class in years gone by.
Yeah.
Any word on
it? You know, they're not cheap to maintain.
No, yeah. Well, that's
that could be the bottom line.
Yeah, that could be it. Mm-hmm.
Any word if Alyssa Smith and her dad will be racing sometime soon there? They're fun to watch.
They race every race at our track. Oh, they'll be there in their modifieds.
Ah, good.
You know, they're longtime regulars. You know, Tom going back 20 years ago. And Alyssa, I want to say 2012 was when she first started racing with us. So, yeah, they're going to be there Saturday night.
Good. You mentioned modified, so I was hoping.
You know, hopefully we don't have any brawls Saturday, but, you know, I don't mind. Could brawl every so often.
Now, why would you say that?
Let's add the excitement to the show.
Nothing wrong. Well,
the old saying, though, you got to do it right if you're going to do it. The old saying is, you know, if you fight back in the pits, you're suspended two races and fined. If you fight on the front straightaway, you get free pit passes for the next three races.
Oh.
It's all about the show.
The show.
You know, we don't have much of that, fortunately.
No.
We did have a pretty good one the last stock car show.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was back in the pits, but it was pretty good.
I can hear him smiling.
Yeah,
right now.
I know.
There were a few words exchanged at Barona last race.
Last week, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I might have heard a little
profanity
on the microphone. Let's see what rhymes with douchebag, because I wouldn't want to say it on air.
Wow. How'd you get on air?
Well, the winner was being introduced was being interviewed after the win, and
he was not happy with his competitor.
I heard a word that rhymes with rouchebag.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Our last sprint car race at Paris, I don't know, there was a rather famous interview on Labor Day weekend that made the highlights at on fake YouTube.
Yes.
over 100,000 views of that now. But the last pit meeting was the first race after that. And they had a special part of the pit meeting. Anybody who used that word again on an open microphone, every time you said that word, it's $250.
I saw reference on Facebook. I never saw the interview, but I saw reference to that.
That's all it takes.
Someone I think we've had on the show.
But, you know, it's hard. You know, sometimes it's hard to hold back
those
emotions.
Well, there are so many emotions. We talk about that.
All the time.
There are so many emotions bubbling over and...
Yeah,
and then if there's a microphone in your face within 5 seconds of the finish line, it's
tough. Do you think this aggression sometimes amps up a little bit when the money starts to show up at the end of the race for the winners?
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, guys and girls who race are pretty pumped up no matter what. So if something goes wrong, you know, they're liable to say anything. I mean, obviously money adds to the frustration, but...
Sure.
You know, if you get taken out of a $500 win main event or a $10,000 win main event, you're probably going to be rather irate each time. And it's a lot of, you know, you think of what society is today. It's not strange to hear those words in Victory Circle nowadays.
Sure.
Whereas, you know, growing up, you never heard even the minor words when I was growing up in Victory Circle. So it's more like you hear more of it in society today. And it's almost accepted more, you know, just in the heat of the moment with everything.
Yeah.
Because
you hear the announcers now, you know, and especially if it's jubilation, you know, and there's profanity, you know, the announcers, like, say, for example, NASCAR will just say, excuse the foul language. Where before, holy mackerel, all, you know what, broke loose.
Yeah, you never heard, you know, when I was a kid growing up, you never heard anybody. I can never remember anybody cussing over a microphone.
No.
I remember the first time somebody dropped an F-bomb on the microphone at Paris Auto Speedway. It's like, what?
What did he say?
You know, we've got the guy on the soundboard. It's like, you know, get on his volume right now. If he says it again, just shut his volume down.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
what? You
know,
you don't have a 10-second delay?
Yeah, unfortunately, not on that. It's still... You know, you still don't want to have that. I mean, some people get all wadded up when they hear that.
Yeah.
You know, call you a snowflake and everything for that. But there's people there. There's people there with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to go home and explain to their kids why that was that. I'm sorry. You know, we're a no smoking facility. You know, you've got to go to designated areas. And we always remind people you can't smoke, vape in the grandstands.
Right.
And we're a no profanity zone just for the simple reason there are people there with their kids.
Yeah,
holler, we don't scream, yeah. make racket.
Right.
We ask people, don't stand up and cuss and make a fool of yourself. It's like being drunk. Don't make a fool of yourself.
Yeah. Don't give them a reason not to come back and fill
no,
in the stage.
If you're going to do something stupid and get drunk and make a fool of yourself, I'm taking full advantage over the PA.
Oh, yeah. Nothing
we're,
you'd
we're
love
gonna
better.
We're going to point you out that you're a...
Yeah.
Well, you guys were referring to it earlier. I'm going to point out that's basically what you're doing in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
Well, maybe our junior drivers can continue to be good examples. Because...
Well, it would be... Did you... You didn't hear this. Tell them that story.
So we had a battle going back and forth with our junior drivers, Melanie and Shelton, going back and forth, back
nine
and
year,
forth.
Not about nine, yeah. nine, 10-year-old
yeah.
kids.
And Melanie wins, and with a 1 minute, Shelton, who got second to Melanie, jumps out of his car, runs over to congratulate Melanie on a great race.
That's cool.
It was way
so,
cool.
So, you know, Brittany goes over, and he goes, man, that was really good, you know, yeah. And he says, well, it was a great race. She beat me.
Yeah, it was like, matter of fact, of course I'm going to go and congratulate her.
It's like he was looking at her like, what's wrong? Yeah. I mean, did I do something wrong? But yeah. But then she went and talked to the dad, and the dad instilled the fact that that's the way this kid's going to race.
It's part of racing.
That's part of racing.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's what's cool. good about tracks like Barona, Paris, Cocopah. I think that type of mentality starts at the very young age and works its way up. And you know, congratulations to the local tracks. That's another awesome reason to support local tracks. Is this your last race coming up?
No. We're going through November 20th.
Oh, okay.
Good news.
Yeah, we're on the calendar,
oh,
folks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're back. We had the last 2 weeks off from car racing. They had a motorcycle
right.
event there yesterday.
Right.
But from now through November 20th, we're there every Saturday night.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, thanks a lot for calling in. Always, always enjoy talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You guys, too. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Racer Radio. I have no idea what that song is.
Oh, okay. Now I do. I didn't at first. I was just
dancing in the moonlight.
Yeah, I was just giving him the eyes, and then I was like, oh,
yeah,
there it is.
She was giving you the stink eye. I just want
now
you to
I
know.
Hear it.
Hey, this segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue, Santee. Need to check them out. They've got a dyno. Whatever they do, they'll make it go fast. All right, so reintroduce our guests from the first 15-minute segment.
We have grandfather and grandson who race each other, Mike Miller and Garrett Sandridge.
And this is a callback.
Yes,
they
have a story.
Recap
last night.
How last night went. They run the Sport Compact class. They both race against one another.
Asphalt this time. Dirt last week, asphalt yesterday.
Where'd you run asphalt?
We ran at Orange Joe Speedway last night, a quarter-mile asphalt track in San Bernardino.
So from San Diego Barona to San Bernardino.
Asphalt.
From dirt to asphalt. They'll do anything.
Well, yeah. Well,
that's
yeah.
right.
Do you have to do a lot of changes on the yeah. car to go from dirt to asphalt, or no, other than tires?
And driving.
Not really, just tires yeah. mainly.
And they're both quarter-mile, so... Gearing's the same?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was. It was the same.
Okay.
Who qualified where?
Yeah, tell us the story.
Okay, so there was 10 cars last night, which is a pretty good car count for us. And we did qualify. And Garrett qualified third
nice.
Out of 10 cars.
Good job, Garrett.
And I qualified first.
Uh-oh.
So there was no heat races, no trophy dash for us, and so it was just all main events basically last night.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to ride. I had to get shotgun in the field, and Garrett started in front of me. It was a 25 lap main event, so we took off out of there. Green flag drops, you know, and we get through the field, and I work my way through the field, and I got into the lead. I don't know, 10 laps in, I don't even remember, and I was just buzzing around there, minding my own business.
Where is this going, Dave?
And I got route lap 18 or 19 or something. I come into turn three and Garrett sideways, and I smash into him right in the door.
Oh.
Right in the driver's side door. Oh. Got loose out of turn three and four and just lost it, and he got into me. Right in the door. I mean, you should see the car dented in at least like 6 or 8 inches.
Did you, Garrett, did you see him coming?
Yeah. Did you guys make eye contact?
Yeah, I saw him coming. We were head on first because I spun and I was looking head on at him. And I managed to turn the car and get it pointing to where it wasn't head on by the time he got into the side of me. We were both able to drive off.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they restarted the race, and naturally, if you're involved in a yellow, they put
us
both to the back.
So now we only have like five to seven laps left.
4 or 5 to go.
Okay.
And there was a few cars that dropped out. So there's only about eight or nine cars left, I think. I don't even remember.
But you're still but you're both still steerable, drivable, and holding liquid.
Yeah. No suspension damage, just a cosmetic base. I hit him square in the door panel.
It did its job.
Yeah. If you got to hit him somewhere, that was the place to hit him, I guess.
Those roll bars held up in the door.
Good.
Did they?
Anyways, check this week.
Yeah, then we got the green again, and I got back to third place.
Yeah!
And then, the race was over. My teammate, Tony Provenzano, he got second. And then Ken McWilliams, he won the race.
Yeah.
So it was a good race.
Well, where'd Garrett end up?
I ended up in seventh after that. I can't climb the field as fast as you can, but I ended up seventh.
That is a good story. You know, you're not alone. Last week at Barona, brothers Jim and John in the lightning sprints, there's like this just all a cluster in turn two, and they towed off two people.
And guess
who? Two brothers they ended up on top of each other.
On top?
Yeah, one was on top of the other. I went running. My mom and I went to make sure they were okay.
Jeez. So major damage, minor damage. I mean, you can push.
You got back up to third.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you could push. I was thinking more of the dad's car because that's the nose that he caved in. The door is easy to push out.
Yeah, we can fix it in a few. Right, if we put it in the shop, we can have them going in a day.
They don't sound too worried. I like their style.
So we're planning on going to Willow Springs next week.
There you go. Is that asphalt again?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an asphalt track. There's going to be a 50-lap enduro. Garrett's going to run that, and then he'll run the sport compacts also.
Yeah.
And I plan on running with the mini stock with the pinos and the sport compacts.
Right on.
What's he driving in the enduro?
Same car, just same car.
Oh, just
same
with
car the, running the enduro.
Just with a pushed in door.
Yeah, just push the door in a little bit. It's just cosmetic, so it's done to it.
So you're going on the streets of Willow?
Yeah, we're running the Speedway Willow Springs quarter mile asphalt track.
I didn't know they
have a circle track.
Oh, I didn't know they had a circle track. I know they had the big track streets, but they also have an oval too, huh?
Yeah, they have an oval. They have a dirt oval and an asphalt oval.
Wouldn't it be fun to drive the streets in that car, though?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a big track. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not the big track. Yeah, I've been on the big track, and that track will make your underwear go away. If you don't do the right thing,
David.
Let me tell you.
Well, their underwear might need to be checked from last night, too.
I bet they were grinning when they came together. They're going, right?
Oh, it's going to be a memory. That's a memory.
I know. Well, speaking of memories, please tell me you're documenting this somehow. At least one picture at each track, because this is priceless what you two are doing.
Yeah, we take pictures. And at Orange Show last night, we had Dave from Four Videos was recording.
Okay, there you go.
We had some in-car cameras, so.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that too.
GoPros.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that'll be fun to see.
So Garrett, I'm going to tell you like I tell all the racers.
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say.
Get a diary and put it next to your bed. And every night before you go to bed, just write in a page. I mean, just think if your grandfather would have done that at your age, what a great book that would be, what a great movie that would be, and what a great story it would be for the family, right, Mike?
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I wish I would have done something like that, but, you know.
Well, so see, Garrett could still do it. His memory's better than yours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey.
Something more hair than me, too.
There you go. Oh, well, there you go. So, hey, I always do this as well, and that's sponsors. Do you guys have any sponsors, or is it just you two?
Yeah, we have a pretty good amount of sponsors, I guess you can say. Our family helps us out a lot. My other grandparents on the other side of my family.
Mm-hmm.
My mom for letting me race. Everybody that's helped with the car. Baysandbricks.com has helped us a lot with the car, too. And
John, if you guys need toys, go to baysandbricks.com. B-E-Y-S and bricks.com. They sell Beyblades. And if you don't buy them, just go on there and say thanks for supporting motorsports.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, I always try to make sure you guys talk about your sponsors because, you know, they're nice enough to help you. You know, you in turn can be nice enough to at least talk to them or talk about that. Where are you guys based at?
Barstow, California.
Okay. Well, maybe one of these. Do you ever come to Barona?
They were just there last
week. Yeah, that's right. Dar. Next time, you know, when you guys come back out, I'll have Brittany send you my contact info. I do local television on the number one watch morning show, and I would love to have you guys come in, say, Saturday morning, go on TV, then I'll give you a clip, and then you can give that back to your sponsors and your family, and it'll just add it to your little portfolio.
That'd be great. Yeah, sounds great for us.
Yeah, doesn't cost a dime.
I want to definitely make sure I get with Brittany so I can drive her car. So.
All right. Well, hey, guys, thank you very much for calling in again.
And Garrett, eventually, good luck on your driver's test.
That's right. He hasn't got his driver's test yet.
I don't see you in a while. Seasons.
Okay. And don't do like I do. And don't do a four-wheel drift with a driving instructor. They really don't like that. That's what I did.
Well, thank you, guys.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for what you guys do. It's really great what you guys do.
Well, it's our total pleasure. And next season, when you're rocking and rolling again, all you have to do is reach out to Brittany because we love stories like this. And we'll talk at you down the road, guys.
All right, good luck next week.
Okay. Thank you guys a lot.
All right, we're going to take a break because Voyager Radio's over.
It's over. Till next week.
But Gun Owner Radio coming up. Make sure you be there, be square. Brittany, as always, thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.